Dash and Ambition, written by Ari Marmel and read by Ralph Lister.
Chapter 1. Everything ached. Even the parts he wasn't yet accustomed to having. The world swayed and juddered to a song of ear-rending shrieks and moans. The sun, though modestly veiled behind a translucent and wind-kissed overcast, was blinding through the shadows of the bars. On those winds wafted the sour stench of sweat and offal. Directly overhead, the sky was wooden, the patterns in the grain suggesting,
"Wooden? Bars? Smim!"
His voice was ragged and parched. The one that replied was no less a croak, though something about its nasally savage timbre suggested it wouldn't have sounded pleasant even under more comfortable circumstances.
"I'm here, Master."
"Where are we?"
"The wagon, Master. Remember?"
"The wagon? The cage?"
Oh, but he remembered now. Furious, he sat upright and nearly collapsed all over again as the world, already swaying, began to spin. The creaking of the wheels, jolting over every imperfection, separated themselves from the pounding deep in his skull, just as the warmth of midday now paled against the feverish heat from within. And above all that, the agony, the infection, the intrusion in his chest. Clinging with desperate intensity to a lucidity that threatened to dissipate with every breath, the injured man forced himself to look around. He was, indeed, within a heavy cage on wheels, lying beside a flattened board intended as a bench. There were others, many others, crowded in with him. But first and foremost, there was Smim. The goblin leaned over him, concern evident in the rheumy eyes that peered from a rounded, swamp-skinned face, half hidden by strands of coal-black but moss-textured hair. Whether that concern contained an iota of true affection or merely represented Smim's fear of being left to fend for himself, he neither knew nor cared.
"Your nose is crooked."
Smim's grin, revealing jagged grey teeth, was feeble.
"As it ever has been, Master."
"No."
The protuberant, almost root vegetable-like snout was definitely even less centered than usual.
"I may have had something of a misunderstanding with several of our fellow internees,"
the creature admitted. At that, squinting through the pain, the wounded man examined the others. All human, save Smim, or so at least they appeared. Many glared sullenly his way, though whether in general resentment over their situation or particular animosity due to the goblin's presence, he couldn't say. Most were men, a few women, none of obvious nationality. Hair color varied, and skin tones ranged from nearly snow pale to the brown-black of lush soil, and every hue between, though even the darkest of them showed a certain great pallor from hunger and fear.
"Elgarad,"
he thought, drawing the two primary human ethnicities of Galadrus from deep memory.
"And Senuin, mostly a mix of both."
Which thought, in turn, caused him to raise a hand and examine his own skin, his own flesh, alien as it was. A rich chestnut hue, abnormally dark if his blood was substantially Elgarad, about average if Senuin. He wondered idly if that implied any cultural connotations with which he might need concern himself in the future. Then again, given his current circumstances, he wondered if he'd have any sort of future in which it mattered.
"No, none of that. I've survived too much already to..."
A particularly sharp bounce of the wagon, followed by an equally stabbing jolt of torment through his skull, obliterated the rest of his internal rant. He clutched his forehead, groaning.